This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Every day. Yeah, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Tay in the UK. Just when you're like, man, how much more Taylor can I have? Well, how about we'll fly you to London, three of your besties, and you get to see a show. All you have to do is log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app. Yeah, that's right. We want you to get our free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and then take us with you wherever you go. If you listen for a minimum of 60 minutes a day, that's a daily entry. An entry for a chance to win a trip for four to travel to London to see Taylor Swift on August 17th, a four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare. Oh,
yeah. And don't worry. The Odyssey app's owned by Philadelphia. It's fine.
Isn't that not on maps anymore?
Oh, true. New York. It's owned by New York. Don't worry. It's right here in America.
It's not owned by China. But if you go to China, you can take the Odyssey app with
you. That's right. You can.
And it will still work.
You don't know that.
You go to London. Well, we're going to test it out.
Okay.
I think it does work. I'm just guessing.
All right.
Anyway, all the info. Because we're talking. We're giving a lot of info with this. And people are like, what? Taylor Swift? Oh, my God. All the info is at RadioAlice.com. All the hows and whys and ways. You know, all you have to do is get that free Odyssey app. Promise, it's really, really easy. Outside Lands, don't forget we have those tickets throughout the day. V Hale, she's on the show in a little while. So we're excited to talk to her. It's hump day.
Hump day?
Oh, we haven't even said it was hump day. Wetness day. So V Hale will join us. And then at 11:05, she has a chance for you to win a pair of 3-day passes for Outside Lands. The whole lineup's been announced, and it's at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's on the AllSign 73 Instagram. And if you'd like to win a pair of 3-day passes, 11:05 with V Hale, and then twice with Janie. She's got them at 4:05 and 5:05. Okay. Now, you may have heard about this an artist named Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
She put on a record last Friday. And then this week, as I'm looking at the Billboard Hot 100, we were like, where's Taylor? And it turns out, it's going to be on next week's chart. Mm. So now, while we still will have other artists on the Billboard Hot 100, because next week there won't be any of those, I just thought it's really awesome. There's a bunch of Alice music on here, and we're super proud because we know we got a picker in the other room, that Janie. That's Jane. I'm here to pick all the music. And let's start at number 10. We'll go up from there. So SZA is at number 10. Okay. It's a song called Saturn. At number 9 is Noah Kahan and Stick Season, the Vermont song. I like that.
Oh, yeah, the Vermont song.
Yeah.
There's a new Ariana Grande at number 8, We Can't Be Friends. Number 7 is Sabrina Carpenter, and it's a song called Espresso. She is a Disney Channel chick.
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, uh-huh. She was on Girl Meets World, but also like an adventure comedy film called Adventures in Babysitting, which is that... Is that like a book series?
All I know about her is that she was feuding with Olivia Rodrigo for a long time. Yeah, she's a girl.
She's
that,
the girl that the boyfriend.
The driver's license girl.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I knew I knew her for some reason. Oh, boy.
I learned about that through my niece.
Oh.
My little niece feels like a huge fan of both of them. Knew she's all very, about this
very
stuff.
Very cute. I mean, she's a little cute blondie. And she looks fun.
I believe my oldest watches that Babysitter's Club. Is that the one starring Alicia Silverstone? Silverstone's in it?
Oh, is she like a mom or something?
I think so.
This is called Adventures in Babysitting. Does that sound right?
Let me see if that's the case.
Well, anyway, Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, it might be Babysitter's Club is another one, isn't it?
I don't know.
The Babysitter's Club is starring Lisa.
Okay, that's what my kid watches. Okay. I don't know this other one.
Well, anyway, Sabrina Carpenter enters the top 10. She debuts at number 7. Enjoy it this week, Sabrina, because I hate to tell you, this is Chick Taylor Swift. She's
Taylor's
coming in next
coming
week to wipe
you.
This whole thing up. Jack Harlow is Vinny's favorite, and he's Lovin' On Me is at number 6. He's in the top 10. But I ain't no baby. She's 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is... At number 5, Beyonce. Texas Hold'em. This ain't Texas. At number 4 is Teddy Swims, Lose Control. We're all over that. Mm-hmm. Bad habits, how to break when I'm with you. Very loud. I don't know what's happening in that studio, but you're just...
It doesn't matter. We invented this guy, just so you know.
Yeah. Thank you, Jane. Thank you for inventing this guy. We definitely invented this guy. And if you are in the metering lights headed toward in the Bay Bridge, you're heading toward the bridge to go over to San Francisco, look to your left. We've got a big billboard up right now because he's doing a sold-out show at the Masonic. Beautiful Things. Benson Boone is number 3. I found my mind. I'm feeling the same. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? All right. At number 2 is Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick Lamar with Like That.
Oh, I like this beat here. I won't go too loud. Apparently, Studio 10 is loud.
You're cranking in there.
Is it loud, though? Because it's not in my headphones.
It feels okay right now, but okay. It's still loud.
I just want to make sure I'm not blowing your ears off.
Thank you for that. Yeah. All right, and at number 1. Hozier is back, people.
Oh, yeah,
Hozier,
yeah.
Too Sweet, the number 1 song in America at this moment. Jane basically called Billboard and told them what the top song should be.
You think he means 3 in the afternoon? That's when he has his coffee? He must, right? He's a rock star. He can't possibly be having coffee when we do at 3 in the morning.
I don't know why he would, because you'd think that would be when he'd be going to bed. I feel like he's alluding to 3 o'clock in the morning, but I have no idea. I don't know. We'll have to ask him if we ever get the chance.
Oh. You heard it here, everyone. We're interviewing Hozier tomorrow.
We're going to interview Matt Nathanson.
Oh.
We're actually pretty excited about that.
I am.
He's fun. Fun, yes.
He must have a new album.
He does. We're playing something from him.
Great.
And, I think he just wants to check in. Plus, I don't think he's in the new studios yet.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. Okay, so what the hell is the name of that record? I believe I don't. I follow him on Instagram, but I just hardly ever on there. And I keep seeing his thing going by. He's always got a clever twist of the phrase, too. That Matt Nathanson.
Oh, he is a writer.
He is, yeah. So, Kelly Pickler.
What about her?
Well, she didn't win American Idol.
Right.
I think she was actually, she might have been Carrie Underwood's season. And Carrie Underwood ran away with it.
Mm.
I'm not positive she was in that one. But she's definitely carved out a place for herself in country music. Like, she's a pretty big star, and she tours and puts out records, and people like her. Well, I guess I could easily have skipped this story because it's about suicide, and often I will. Her husband committed suicide about a year ago, and he was a writing partner. But they've been married since 2011. Like, it was a long, but people suffer with this stuff. I mean, it's, you know, who knows where he was at. He was a singer-songwriter as well. They starred together in a country music channel show called, or CMT, Country Music Television. Is that what that's called? CMT show called I Love Kelly Pickler.
Mm.
And she had a reality show. And, of course, she's married, so he had a reality show, too. Well, she took the stage on Monday night for the first time since her husband, Kyle Jacobs, committed suicide last year. Kelly came back, which I think is, it's huge. It's got to be scary. It's a brave thing to do. I feel like a lot of people, suicide touches them in a way that never really allows them to fully own their lives again. Like, it can be devastating for the people around the person. Kelly, so I'm psyched for her. I feel like, yes, step one, get back on stage.
Mm.
Do find the things that you love and that you know, and do those. Kelly went back to the Ryman Auditorium and performed Monday night in an all-star tribute to Patsy Cline. When they announced Kelly's name, she got a standing ovation. Kelly said, I'd be lying if I didn't say I was not incredibly nervous right now. It's been the first time I've been up on a stage in a while. I will say I'm incredibly honored to be a part of honoring Ms. Patsy Cline. She's a huge reason why I fell in love with music. And she went on to perform a song that she and her husband wrote. It's called The Woman I Am, which pays tribute to Patsy. It's a song they wrote about Patsy Cline. That's how much she belonged on the stage that night. She says, my husband and I actually wrote this song together over a decade ago. Last time I was here at the Ryman was with him on a date night. And I know he's here with us tonight. I know. It's sad, but I'm psyched for her that she did that. Sometimes it's that, you know, just, and it's not just suicide, obviously. People are struck with tragedy. All there's always tragedies. Life is tragedy.
It's definitely hard.
It can be the worst. And so count your little triumphs. Try to find ways to reclaim the one life you've got. I'm psyched for her that she was able to. But look, this doesn't heal everything. It's not the end of the pain that she'll suffer because of this. But it's step one in putting yourself back together, whether it's a total reorg or whatever. Kelly Pickler. Congrats to her. And I'm not surprised she got a standing ovation.
Yeah, I you'd like to see people be okay.
Yeah, for sure. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Rest in peace, I guess.
Okay.
They're doing a biopic. His family, the estate is behind this. And it's like one of his nephews who's doing this, who's playing him. And we've seen some imagery of this kid. Of course, his name is not. Oh, here it is. Jafar. J-A-A-F-A-R. Jafar Jackson. I think he's one of Jermaine's kids. I'm not positive.
You can tell me anything you want.
It's one of Jermaine's kids. Okay. Let's go with that. So he's going to play the King of Pop. And I've seen some silhouette imagery of him dancing. And I've seen kind of the costume and the getup that they've got him in. Because they've begun filming this a while ago. And it's legit. It looks It looks really good. Of course, this is also...
The story they tell may not be legit because it is the family possibly washing away some
sure.
of the
Let's put our rose-colored glasses
the world
on.
Has.
Yes, but, exactly.
But
and
that's
they'll
fine.
Refute our
You can
our
decide not
it.
To watch it based on that knowledge that it's from the family.
So, Neverland comes into the scene now. Neverland theme park has been dusted off, repainted, fixed up, and it's going, they're filming scenes there.
It's still all built in there?
So for
years. I thought
years,
they sold that area.
They wound up selling it to in the end to a family friend because they couldn't sell it. So it's a 2,700-acre ranch near Santa Barbara. We heard that's an Ojai or...
I don't know.
Whatever. It's down south. 2,700 acres. And it's funny because I'm looking at some overheads of this thing and it's, you know, it's a small privately owned theme park.
Santa Barbara.
Oh, it's in Santa Barbara proper?
Santa Barbara County in California is where it is. Neverland Valley Ranch.
They fixed it up. They brought in a bunch of kids. And they're filming some stuff there, which is kind of crazy. The aerial shots of the, you know, they have a, he's done some replication of Disneyland. You know, I guess he was like a big Disneyland. You know,
everybody
he'd go,
is.
He'd go there and see all the children and be like, look at all the happy children. It's amazing. I want to have a place where children can come and be happy. So he built a replica.
I wonder if they have someone playing Macaulay.
I mean, right? If they're telling his story, there's all these significant people who were there when they were young. So they say everything's buzzing with life and fun at the revamped Neverland Ranch. A whole lineup of fairground rides, a hot air balloon ride, even a red train. And filming as of late last week was in full swing. All the camera crews were there, setting up everywhere. Extras fully immersed in their roles as balloon sellers or ride operators or food stall vendors. Children running around.
And Bubbles?
The monkey?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing anything.
Come on, you gotta have Bubbles.
You know that? I think Bubbles is actually still alive. He's at like a wilderness place.
Sure.
A monkey does live a long time. I don't know how old that thing would be, though. 40? That can't be. He can't be still alive.
I don't know.
Just read some story about Bubbles.
Where are you?
Yeah, like maybe like NSYNC said they met Michael and Bubbles.
I thought Bubbles was taken out of his possession because Bubbles had gotten...
Yeah.
Like...
Grown up.
Had become a...
Mature.
Had
needs.
Problems.
Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody was... I was just reading a story about Bubbles. It was some like band. It must have been like in the late 80s or something. And they were touring and they met with Michael Jackson. And then Michael sent Bubbles to their room to hang out and party. And Bubbles like destroyed the place. And Brent, I'm sure you can find that for me.
He's 40 right now.
Oh, and he is still alive.
Yeah.
Funny.
The Center for Great Apes in Florida.
Oh. All right. Well, that's good to hear.
Michael Jackson himself stopped living at Neverland in 2003 after sheriff's deputies executed a search warrant related to child molestation. He never returned, but his estate owned the ranch until 2020. They tried for a long time to sell this thing. Oh. And a friend, a guy by the name of Ron Burkle, which actually does sound familiar, doesn't it?
I have never heard that name. Mm. Ron Burgundy, I know. Ron Burkle, I do not know.
Ron Burkle. You know what? I think what happened is I read that he had purchased this place. He paid $22 million for 2,700 acres, including the park. And he was a Jackson family friend.
Mm.
So now Jafar Jackson is playing the King of Pop. And since the estate is behind the film, it will feature all his music and none of the bad things that he did. So I guess, you know, when you're paying for it, you get to tell the story you want to tell.
Right.
Which is fantastic.
You don't seem that thrilled with it.
Well, I mean, listen, this is not a movie I'm ever going to see. And I think that Michael Jackson, like, it's the whole hate the artist, not the art thing. Like, his music was undeniably amazing. He was an undeniably talented person.
He was an icon back then.
An icon. Mm-hmm. He was... And an oddity, too. I mean, he ran the gamut of everything. And incredible songs, an incredible voice, incredible dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And incredible behind the scenes.
Well, you know what's interesting? Just in curiosity factor, forget it. I don't mean to say forget about the accusations against him, but in this case, will they cover that he mangled his face? Will they cover that he had a doctor on the payroll putting him out, literally knocking him out
like for surgery.
Until he died?
What is that, propofol?
Yeah, yeah. Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
He called it like dream milk or something, or
I don't know, but whatever it was, how do they address that? He mangled his, he was a great looking kid, and he mangled his face.
Cut himself up and could not stop. Couldn't stop.
Maybe they present it as addiction. Maybe that is what, but maybe they just ignore it entirely.
I feel like this is going to be a snow job in that it'll be all the things about the historical pieces that they want told.
Okay.
Right? I don't know.
He called it milk. And the drug color is actually white, oily liquid.
Ugh.
Also known as milk of amnesia. Because you forget everything.
Ah.
Milk of amnesia.
Yeah.
Not like milk of magnesia.
Got it.
Yeah.
Is that the name of it? Okay, who cares? Here we go. Next up. God, I get hung up on stuff. I feel like every time anyone says anything, 15 questions pop into my head.
Even when you say your own things, you ask yourself
questions. And I'm like, what do you think about that? I don't know, Sarah. What do you think? Well, let's look it up. My name is Taylor Swift, and I've gone through hell because of it.
Oh.
What?
There's another girl out there named Taylor Swift?
There sure is.
No. Oh.
She's a 19-year-old from a Scottish village.
Hell,
New,
really, Taylor?
New Wartle, Lanarkshire. Okay. And she is named Taylor Swift, and she has had that name for 19 years, and 2 years after she was born, the other Taylor Swift happened. 06 is when Taylor's first record came out. So this 19-year-old is a... Here's the problem. The problem is that she's got the same name. She could change her name to Tammy Swift, whatever she wanted. She could change this. But she's a gigantic Taylor Swift fan.
Oh, she is.
She plays guitar and writes songs and has posters of her everywhere.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
One of your boys comes to you. Oh, they don't look alike.
No.
One of your boys comes to you and says, Mom?
Yeah.
I've decided to change my name legally.
Okay.
Would you be insulted?
No.
You wouldn't.
Well, can I ask what they're going to change it to for? I mean, I'm definitely going to have an opinion about that, whether or not I say it out loud.
Yes, you can ask.
I mean, as long as they're not changing it to some horrible thing that I can't even say on the air, then I'm fine with it. And whatever. I mean, it's their life to live, right? I might be like, oh, can I still call you Shawnee? Can I still call you Riley? Whatever.
Nope, you're going to have to call me Dick.
Okay. All right, Dick. Dick is a normal name.
I understand. I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, what if they just wanted to change their name? And I just was curious if you have attachment to it and would feel like injured by that.
I
think I would.
Really?
I mean, I wouldn't say, please don't do it. You're killing me. Mm. But I definitely would feel like, ow. I love your name and I love everything about you in every possible way. I can't imagine you being, I'm sorry to hear that you feel saddled with something that I love.
Sorry about that.
Bummer.
I know.
Yeah, it would hurt me.
Oh.
It wouldn't hurt me as it, like I said, I wouldn't stop them. I would just be like, you're changing your name?
Yeah, I guess I would just try to not be hurt by that. Like, I feel like these days kids are really wandering down many paths that maybe we never would have even thought of as when we were kids, when we were their age. And so I feel like, well, I learned a long time ago, you can't really tell someone how to be. I mean, I'll try. Don't get me wrong. You know what you should do.
Right.
But you're never going to, people will do what they want to do. And so, I don't know. I guess I would try to not be hurt.
All right.
Yeah. But this little girl is, she's psyched that they're doing a piece about her.
Yeah, but she's saying, my name that my parents gave me is a living hell.
She is saying that, but she's unwilling to change it. She's gone for, she's 19, which, by the way, she goes, oh, yeah, they won't even take my ID at a bar. I'm like, you're only 19. And I went, oh, yeah, that's right. Europe. 19's old enough. And no one wants to give her a job, and everybody's...
Oh, come on.
Yeah, don't ask me, man. She's psyched because she got the New York posted a
piece. That sounds like one of those great built-in excuses. I can't get a job.
I can't work. I'm just going to learn all Taylor's songs. But she's trying. It's very cute. She's sitting on the amp. With like Taylor stuff all around her and a guitar leaning up against it. She's a cute little girl. Taylor Swift's her name. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I have some fast facts. I have your mouth washed out with soap and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Follow us on Facebook. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page is where you'll find info on videos and stories that we've reported during the show.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza. Hey, parents, with summer just around the corner, it's time to keep those kiddos busy. La Garza Summer Camp has got you covered. From scoring big in their sports camps to getting creative in the STEAM lab to cooking up some fun in the kitchen, they've got the ultimate recipe for summer fun for every kid.
Nice.
Don't let boredom strike. Register now at LaGarzaSports.org and use code ALICE to save $50. That's this radio station's name will get you $50 off at LaGarzaSports.org.
Nice.
All right, here's what's happening. We've got clouds today. Mostly cloudy most of the day. You may see some breaks late this afternoon, but that's what we're looking at. I do see sunshine in the forecast for the weekend, though.
Oh, that's good news.
That is always good news. Yes.
I like that.
Yep. Okay. Actually, you know, I was going to start with some fast facts, but since we just talked about kids learning to cook at their summer camp.
Yeah.
I'll do this story. A majority of parents become their kid's personal chef.
Oh, you were talking about this yesterday.
Did I do the story yesterday or not?
No, no,
I don't think I did.
The story, but I was
interested. 3 in 5 parents cook specialized meals for their kids if they don't like what the rest of the family is eating.
Yeah.
3 in 5 parents. And it does become, I only know this now because I've got a couple kids. You wouldn't even think of it as being this major issue, but it does. Feeding everyone becomes a nightmare. Like, it's the thing people hate. Christina will go, "What do you want for dinner?" And I'll go, "Whatever." And she'll go, "I need you to answer me."
Yeah.
And I'll be like, "I don't want to fight with you about this. Make whatever you want." No, I need suggestions. Yes. I don't know what to make.
I'm asking because I don't know. If
right.
I knew what to make, I'd just make it.
So we've had that conversation more than once.
Yeah.
And I try to just always now have something. Tacos. How about those? Tacos are always good.
But we had tacos yesterday.
Well, then let's have leftover tacos. What do you want from me? What are we playing? Tennis here? You asked me. I threw it your direction. Now either deal with it or don't hit it back.
Chicken. Noodles.
Soup.
Salad.
Anyway,
eggs. Breakfast for dinner.
A lot of parents find themselves feeding young children can be difficult due to general pickiness, hesitancy to try unfamiliar foods, and constantly evolving food preferences. It's a parent's nightmare. So I coupled that with the LaGarza thing just now to say, yeah, teaching your kid to cook might save you some trouble.
And it may broaden what they're willing to try in the kitchen.
Well, as soon as they realize, oh, I have to make it, suddenly they're more likely to eat the thing you already made.
Right.
You learned how to make mac and cheese at summer camp, so make you it. Can make that for yourself. All right, I'll have a hamburger or whatever.
Right, whatever the thing
whatever
they don't
offensive
want is, right?
Thing that you know, you made something and it's offensive suddenly. Great.
Yeah, it's a, and I never wanted to be that person who was like, eat it, that's all there is. But sometimes you are like, okay, well, there is nothing else. So there's some lettuce in there. You want some lettuce?
Is that dinner?
Sure. You know what? Kids will eat when they're hungry.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not snacking them all day and they're starving. Then just put down that plate of vegetables on the table and don't say anything about it while they're still making whatever you're making.
15% of parents claim they make their kids finish everything on their plate. I'm surprised to hear that.
Did you used to have to finish everything on your
there
plate?
There were things. I ate most of the stuff. The thing that there were a couple vegetables. I didn't like Brussels sprouts, so I wouldn't eat those. And I did not like fish.
Oh.
So my mom would make fish. She would make fish fillet, like breaded fillet, like Dover sole, which now I eat. I like
fry.
It.
Delicious.
But she would make that, and I would just be willing to go to bed without dinner. Mm. Well, then you're going to bed without dinner. Okay,
that's fine.
I'm good.
That. Yeah. I'll be so hungry tomorrow.
Bye.
Right. I'll have three bowls of cereal.
Anything but eating fish. I don't eat them. They don't eat me. That's my motto. I was like 5 and already up to that crap. Answer for everything.
Yeah.
Fun. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Give me one.
There was a tradition in ancient Greek theater.
Yeah. Theater?
Don't.
It's perfect. Perfect theater.
That character deaths almost never happened on stage. No matter how important the characters were, deaths almost always occurred off stage and were announced by messenger.
Oh.
Sometimes the body would be shown later, but for whatever reason, they didn't act out.
Murder anybody on stage.
The passing.
Oh. Very interesting. Mm.
There's a city called Rome on every continent besides Antarctica.
Oh, they ought to get one on Antarctica just to round it out.
There are a few in the United States. There's also one in Ecuador, Australia, Indonesia, Lesotho, and of course in Italy.
Lesotho. Never heard of Lesotho.
South Africa.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mamma mia.
Started the music video trend. Queen made a promotional video for the song in 1975, and it was such a hit that the record company started making videos for all hit songs.
That's so funny. Do you remember that video?
Of course. Mm. With the faces?
Yeah. And they would just light them up as they were singing the parts. And it was maybe black and white because they were fully in the dark, and so you'd only see them when they'd spotlight the face. And it's really fun. Really good.
Liechtenstein.
Yes, Liechtenstein. We were just talking about that. Smaller than the Maldives.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for laughing. Has won
the most gold medals in the Olympics per capita.
Oh, because they only have like 12 people? So
population of 40,000 and they've won 2 gold medals.
40,000.
So that's one for every 20,000 people.
Wow, that's amazing.
America has 1,175 golds.
But we have zillions of people.
Right. Johnny Mosley has one of those.
Yep.
Would have 2 if they weren't so dumb.
Yeah, they're super dumb. They didn't understand what he was doing with that dinner roll.
You did the raddest thing we've ever seen, but since we don't have experience judging it, we're going to call that a no.
Yeah, we don't know what that is. It looked intricate and really hard, and no one else can even do it, so we don't know what to say about it. You're 4th.
Alicia Keys played one of Rudy's friends on The Cosby Show.
Is that so?
No.
Rudy was the cutest.
Rudy Huxtable.
Yeah.
A poll asked people if they've ever had their parents follow through with washing their mouth out with soap, and 12% of people said yes.
Have you?
I have.
Oh.
But it wasn't, my dad had a go-to, and it was a good, solid spanking. Mm-hmm. So the washing the mouth out was, right. If it happened, it happened.
Your mom did.
Randomly once. It was not a common threat. Mm-hmm. I was, as my mom would say, a smart mouth, though.
Mm-hmm.
You ever get that?
Smart mouth?
Smart
sure.
mouth.
Well, I got slapped across the face a bunch of times. I remember that as a kid. That's how my mother would tell me, don't say that anymore.
She'd just let it rip.
She'd crack me one.
Oh.
Yeah. It was the 70s, guys. That's just how it was. I mean, I still remember just like being 15 years old and she's just screaming at me from behind. I'm walking up the stairs like as slow as I can do it. She's hitting me on the back with like a wooden spoon and just whacking Whoa. Me. I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be a story on my radio show someday. Just you wait, Mom.
This is living.
Yeah. I was a rotten kid, though. So there's that.
Well, I think families do that to each other. You're pushing the boundaries and the limits of people to see what happens next.
Yep.
And then you find out, oh, it follows me up the stairs, beating me with a spoon.
But I'm going to go slow and just act like it's not even bothering me at all because I'm 15 and I'm so cool.
They didn't break it down by age, but they did just say, yes, 12% of people who've been threatened with the soap in the mouth have gotten it.
Mm.
And I'm sure those that got it, you know, it was that last bleep you that really pushed mom or dad over the limit.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, well.
Hold her down. We're washing that mouth out.
It's happening.
Do not bite me or I'll wash other stuff out, too.
This story is not one I would usually do. Oh, I got to find it now. Mm. Oh, fudge. It's interesting because maybe I deleted it. I'll just retell it real quick. There's a guy in, I want to say it was, here it is. In the UK, he's doing the talk show circuit because he's written a book about his foot-long man area.
Oh.
Now,
so we've seen this then.
No, this is a different guy, but he is known to be someone who is, they say, he's the UK's most well-endowed, but he's not the guy that...
We have a 14-inch guy.
The Jonah guy, mm-hmm. I think that's his name. This is someone else. Here's what he looks like, so if you want to decide for yourself, you in?
No. He's not unattractive. He's a very regular-looking dude.
But it's a foot long, which is more than twice. It's documented, okay. And he's actually written a book, and he's out there saying, you know, this is what he's trying to tell the world. You'd think it'd be every man's dream, but it's not all it's cracked up to be. He's lying. He says, people have learned a lot of myths from the movie business, and in truth, none of them are as big as this. He says they use small people next to the men in those movies. Mm. And then these men, they
use magnifying lenses,
camera angles and all these things to make it seem different than it actually is. And in real life, while some are curious, others are no thanks.
It just seems like too much. And I mean, there is a physical constraint. For a woman, and I'm just speaking as a woman, not as someone, because I'm sure he can do whoever he wants, but there's a roof in there. There's a factor where, sure, that thing can accommodate a baby being born, but no one wants to have one every time they see you.
He's out promoting his book, so if this is something you're interested in, he does say, while there may be an expensive surgery to reduce me, I won't be doing that anytime soon.
Yeah,
which leads me to believe, right? Yeah, well, it's not that bad then, is it, Holmes? He also does say that often people are asking for the measurement.
Mm.
He did say in his little article, or maybe this is from the book, he's been thrown out of yoga.
Why?
Because it was
too big.
It appeared to be.
So he needs Skims.
It's unhideable.
Maybe Skims has like a package reducer package. You know what I mean? Like if it went down, if it was
Isn't
like
that just called underwear, where they're like
tight really tight underwear.
Yeah, wear some underwear and baggy sweats, dude. You'll be fine. you didn't need to wear yoga pants just because you're
well,
in yoga.
Well, we've all seen, is it Jason Derulo who has the photo where it's just sort of hammocked off to the side and literally pushing out past his hip as it's
didn't we get a picture from my, Franti?
What? Jason Derulo?
No, of Franti, who he had to airbrush the thing out of it, one of his pictures.
Oh, did he say that to us? Like, I just...
That sounds familiar.
It does sound familiar.
I thought he sent the photo to you.
What?
What?
The airbrush photo, and then he was like, I had to fix that. And then in the photo... No?
I don't...
He didn't send it to me, but I...
Why had I seen it,
I don't know.
Well,
but it was...
show you, that's why.
I would if he'd sent it, I would have. I don't remember. I thought that was something we all saw.
It does sound familiar.
Does it?
Doesn't it?
It does.
He had to fix it in order to post it because he was like, there it is.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing with yoga clothes. They are form-fitting. That's why I'm thinking, you know, if they had like a built-in, like, you know, tool girdle, that would be a good...
Tool? Oh, right. I got you.
You know,
tool as in,
lace that thing
right.
up.
And man's
maybe there's like a cod piece that could be clamped down.
Oh, no.
Wrap and girdle and skim it. Skims.
Ah.
I don't
skims
know.
Skims for him.
I'd love to have the problem. I don't.
You don't want the problem.
You know that I do.
Every dude thinks that they need to be
and
bigger.
That's what, it's
and
funny.
They just don't.
That's guys out doing the talk show circuit to say, you don't want this.
Yeah.
Even girls don't want this. And I'm sitting here saying, yeah, right.
Yeah, that guy is humble bragging right now.
And selling books, I'm sure.
Yeah, here's a first text I see. 415. As a fellow man, I feel so, so sorry for that foot-long guy.
Oh, poor guy.
Poor thing.
I don't know. Let's see here. 415 says, ate a lot of soap as a child. I blame it on the Three Stooges.
Oh, goodness. But they didn't really swear, did they? They just had to... They hurt each other a lot.
I got my mouth washed out with soap at the SF Zoo by a summer camp counselor, circa 72. I was quite a smartass.
I wonder if today's parents would have murdered that camp counselor.
That would not go today. You know that. You know absolutely. In fact, even
a lot of places have hug rules. You can't even hug somebody.
Most.
Let alone wash your mouth out with soap.
I quote this out all the time. When we were talking about this on the air, teachers wrote in and said, the parents are the problem, not the kids.
The kids are the future problem. The parents are the problem now.
That's managing the parents is their full-time job. Hey, guys, I don't make my kids finish their food because my parents did that to me. And as an adult, I've had weight issues. And it's like I always want to finish my food because I'm programmed to finish.
Right.
I never make my kids eat all their food. They stop when they want to stop. The problem at our house, I can't speak for your house, is they'll go, I'm full, I'm done, I'm bored. And what that really means is they're bored and they just want to get out.
I don't like what I'm eating.
Or doesn't like
stuff later.
And then they come back. So Christina absolutely has become, okay, I'll save your what you didn't finish for later.
When you're
and
hungry.
Then you can have that when you come back.
You know what? Nothing wrong with that. This is what's on offer.
Oh, someone is helping me with the pronunciation. I don't even remember why I said it. Lesotho.
Oh, Lesotho.
Places in Rome. Or places that have
a... Places that have a Rome.
Lesotho, yeah.
I see.
Lesotho.
Janie texted.
Hi, Jane.
She says, Benson Boone looking beautiful over the Bay Bridge metering lights this morning.
Ah, and there's a palm tree in the pic, too.
I know. It's really...
I am a palm tree guy.
Look left as you're getting on the bridge.
Christina wants you to do some of the emotional labor. It's exhausting to have to constantly figure out a menu, shop, cook. Trust me, I do all the shopping. I don't do the cooking. I do dishes and shopping.
Mm.
That's me.
That's good. That's solid. Do you do the trash?
I do the trash too.
That's
well, I
good.
Do other stuff. I'm just saying in relation to dinner time, I do the food shop. Who cares? What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Megan Thee Stallion, and it's a sexy one.
Oh.
And Jelly Roll!
It's Alice at 97.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.